Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
It is morning in America. Let's say it's a Wednesday. The first Wednesday of the month, to be more specific. Soon, alarms will go off in communities across this great land, as happens on the first Wednesday of every month. It is a test. There is no emergency. Or is there? Could this actually be a siren call to the cattle industry throughout this great land that bovine viral diarrhea virus, commonly known as BVDV, indeed represents an emergency? And now one strain, type 1B, grows into an even greater threat. Day by day, week by week, first Wednesday of the month by first Wednesday of the month, type 1B threatens every animal's performance. Ask your veterinarian about incorporating Pyramid plus Pre-Sponse SQ and Express FP into your protocols. They are the only vaccines specifically labeled for today's most prevalent BVDV strain and provide relentless protection. Pyramid plus Pre-Sponse SQ and Express FP available every day, not just Wednesdays.
Well, this week, USDA released their latest World Agriculture Supply and Demand Numbers, or the WASD report. OSU Crop Marketing Specialist Dr. Kim Anderson said we only really saw some pretty minor changes.
Well, there's only minor changes, and you look at ending stocks for wheat, corn, and beans, they went up just a little bit. You look at the range of the pre-release estimates, they were near the top end of that range, but yet wheat prices, corn prices, and soybean prices all went up. Wheat and corn up 14 cents, soybeans up 26. Now, today's prices, the relatively high prices we got now, that's not very much, but still, it's a positive price move with really slightly bearish numbers, but not many changes.
What's the market offering right now for current crops?
Let's use Medford, Oklahoma prices. Now, Parrington's a little higher on the nearby price for wheat, and Snyder's a little lower. But in Medford right now, you can sell wheat on the cash market for around $7.85. If you're looking at June, July, the harvest period, around $7.90 for a forward contract. Corn, the current corn price, cash farm level price, $6.30. You can forward contract for 2022 harvest delivery at $5.60. Sorghum is $6.45 for the current price, $5.55 for the forward contract. Soybeans are up to $15.40 a bushel on the cash market. And for the 22 harvest, you're talking about $13.60. Cotton, $125 a hundredweight. That's what the futures price, the cash probably in Oklahoma around 121, something like that. And if you look out for the 22 crop, $105 a hundredweight for that cotton. So relatively high prices.
Why are some of these prices so high right now?
Well, if you read the markets and what the analysts are saying, there's a shortage of everything. All the commodities, gold, copper, steel, wheat, corn, soybean, the ending stocks and the stocks are all lower. And you wonder what's going on there. It's because not only are people hoarding commodities, countries are hoarding commodities. Now, you don't necessarily see it in the stock levels because it's being held by the farmer or by the consumer, and those aren't for sale. And so I think it's a big problem right now is hoarding all across the market, and building those stocks to hoard has lowered our stock levels and voila, higher prices.
To hear more from OSU crop marketing specialist Dr. Kim Anderson on his weekly show SunUp, go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. You've got farm news on Ron. If there's anything the past 2 years have taught us, it's that people don't always get along and they certainly don't always agree on everything. Now, while we can't help you with your Facebook debates, we can help with resolving many types of agriculture and environmental related issues at no cost. Oklahoma Agriculture Mediation's been helping Oklahomans resolve conflicts since 1987, and we're here to help you. And the best thing is we can do it without having to go to court. So if you have a conflict that might need some mediation, get more information at ok.gov/mediation. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.